This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. Recently, my eldest daughter wanted to read Laura Hillenbrand's book, Unbroken. I told her no because the violence suffered by Louis Zamperini at the hands of his Japanese captors is so horrific I thought it would be too disturbing for her. Similarly, I have debated how far in the Harry Potter series to let my younger daughter read since these fabulous books become progressively dark and frightening. With the recent anniversary of the Murrah Building bombing, I debated how much I should tell my 8-year-old about that evil event. I regularly dive for the remote when the news comes on so my kids won't hear the latest item about some disgusting thing one human being has done to another. As a parent, I try to protect my girls' innocence and to shield them from the darker side of human nature. Most parents probably do the same. But how many of us have taken our kids to a children's animated movie we knew would at some point scare the bejeebers out of them? After all, from the Brothers Grimm to Disney, children's entertainment almost always features some terrifying character or theme. And don't many of us decorate our houses to the extreme for Halloween, just for the rather perverse joy of scaring the pants off the neighborhood kids? And am I the only one who has taken my kids on a roller coaster I knew would leave them white-knuckled and screaming? And who hasn't jumped out from a doorway yelling, "Boo!" and cackled gleefully when the child victim screeched and ran? Yep, we regularly scare our kids and call it fun. Why do we do that? Why do we strive to protect them from how scary our world can be and then derive pleasure from scaring them ourselves? It's weird. Biologically, a lot of us enjoy fear because of the adrenaline rush it gives us. It's why people jump out of airplanes and watch horror movies. Maybe we assume our kids will get the same thrill when we encourage them to go down the really high slide they're reluctant to try. And then there's fear as instrument of education. I've read that Grimm's fairy tales were, in essence, morality tales. I can understand that. The tale of Red Riding Hood is essentially warning little girls not to go off with strangers, right? And of course, Disney's sanitized versions of fairy tales fulfill the same morally edifying purpose, but with happy endings, while saving just enough of the scary to make the movie interesting. For ages, people have used fear to keep their kids on the straight and narrow, perhaps since the beginning of time, even. Maybe, evolutionarily speaking, it was wise to teach our little cave babies to be a little fearful, when and what to fear and how to respond, when to fight and when to fly. I suppose we still need to do that. Our world is frightening. The human capacity for violence and cruelty seems limitless and is shocking. Natural disasters come down like the Old Testament hand of God to smite us. Airplanes fall out of the sky and terrorists tread all four corners of the earth, leaving death and horror in their wake. Perhaps frightening our children in minor ways and in situations in which they know they are ultimately safe is our best attempt to teach them how to cope with fear. Sort of like the latest theory that introducing incremental amounts of peanut particles to allergic children may help them overcome the allergy, we may be trying to inure our children to fear by subjecting them to small doses of spookiness. Who knows if this strategy works? But as we giggle at our kids' fear of Santa, all any of us truly wants is for our children to feel safe, confident, and hopeful, and to see light in what can be a very dark world. This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. Take my hand, off to never, never land.